Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a surprise coming in moments here on the Morning Roast, and maybe we could get it to the Achilles injury and what can happen and what you can do to kind of prevent it moving forward. We'll get an athlete's perspective on that in just a second. But as you are listening to 95.7 The Game, a lot of people are worried about Christian McCaffrey. I get it. Are they worried about the Warriors? Why are you smiling, Shaskin?
Because I saw a little somebody. Not a little. A big somebody. What's up, Mully?
Surprise, surprise. Chris Mullin in the studio here. Join in the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Look at Shaskin. That's a smile. That's a smile all day.
Hey,
that's a smile all day.
Two menches cutting it up, predicting that the Warriors were going to beat the Celtics. Joe Shaskin in the morning and Mully in the evening. How great was that?
One thing, though. Mully wasn't worried. You got worried towards the tail end of the show.
I put my money where my mouth was.
Got a little worried. I had to beg you out of it.
Now I'm fired up.
Now you're fired up. We can ask Mully about the Achilles. He's always fired. Yeah, I'm shocking. No, he's always worried. We call him Sausalito Shasky sometimes because he's always worried, Mully.
Sausalito's he's always worried about everything. I mean, what are we doing here?
We got Chris Mullin in the studio. Curtin joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. You had no idea he was coming, huh?
I had no clue. I just saw him walking through, and I was actually opining about how much I hate the glass over there because it distracts me. Got really bad adult ADD. And I saw Mully. I go, what's he doing here?
We'll get Mully some headphones
plus, Bonte gets really happy when you're around. See, I'm jealous. I thought we had a marriage on radio, and I realized that I've been usurped. And he's basically, I'm now his affair, and you're the real wife.
See what I go through? See what I go through, Mully? I don't even know how you respond to that. Good morning, man. Thanks for coming through.
There we go.
We got him.
My pleasure, man.
We got him. We don't get up early
for nobody, but, you know, Shasky and Bonte.
At a tea time?
My pleasure. No.
You're an afternoon tea time
guy? I am, like 11 a.m.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many strokes aside you giving me if we play?
None.
Now, he's here. He's going to talk some Warriors with us. He'll talk some Warriors with us, but he's also, as we talked to Rick Barry the other day, we know Rick Barry's a world-class, first-class pickleball player. And him and Mully have had conversations, and Mully will be partaking in a celebrity pickleball bash in San Francisco, February 15th and 16th. That's a Saturday and Sunday at the iconic Warfield Theater. Now, Mully's going to be part of it. Brady Chastain, her for U.S. women's soccer team.
Bay Area Sports Hall of Famer.
Hunter Pence.
Oh, wow.
World Series champ, Terrell Owens.
I come bearing gifts.
And he comes bearing gifts. Yes. And Mully has become, he started to love pickleball. And it's the biggest celebrity pickleball event in the world. Look at
break
that,
Shasky. Break him out, man. Quality stuff.
He makes good golf apparel.
Look at that. Mully doesn't come empty-handed.
Teaming up with Ben Shapiro. Guys to work with at the Warriors. He's got a nice company.
Let's go.
Bonte mentioned Rick Barry.
Yep.
He's got to be part of that. He's a big-time player. Rick's great at everything. Anything he tries, he becomes A-plus at.
I heard he's a 300-yard driver in golf in the day.
Dude, it's absurd. He's great at everything.
Really?
No doubt.
So he's like Steph.
Yes.
Some guys like darts.
Whatever he picks up.
Exactly.
he gets great.
He's great.
Bike riding, skiing.
It doesn't
pickleball,
matter.
Pickleball, golf, everything.
He wants a Grand Slam at pickleball. He wants to win a Grand Slam. He
will.
He told us.
He will.
Yeah, I'm not doubting. Look at that. Look
I'm
at,
throwing that on.
Look
Let's
at
go.
That. We got to get Shasky out to play some pickleball. Go. We got to get Shasky to play some pickleball.
So you XL or double XL.
Yeah, give me an XL. Yeah. Give me an XL. We got to take care of all my guys out here, too. Take care of everybody out here. Spread the wealth around here.
Bonte over here doing high knees.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you saw the post game show the other day. Chris McCaffrey's doing high knees. And we're just talking about him in the bilateral. Achilles tendonitis. Well, I feel like I have Achilles tendonitis after hitting my knees on the table.
Look, I had plantar fasciitis so bad, my entire leg locked up for so long. I was wearing crummy cleats, right? They have these boards, these calf stretch boards, and I am now addicted to stretching the calf on this board and different angles. I can't imagine what he's going through, though, because that guy is chiseled out of granite, and we've seen him working out. Well, he's unreal.
My man's been dealing with Achilles injuries for about a year now.
A year ago. So, yep. But you know, when you're talking about these high-level athletes at the professional level, they're so fine-tuned. Anything that's awry is going to affect them, and ultimately, you don't want a more serious injury, right? That's how you gauge whether you're a player or not. Can you go out there and play without, you know, snapping, whatever that might be, whether your knee or Achilles. So, and obviously football being the most brutal sport of all. So there's a lot more to it than feeling good, either walking around, or even working out. There's a whole different level between working out and going and playing in the NFL.
And you get that adjunct flowing, you know, you get out there, man. It's tough. And you try to get through a football season and all the quick, like basketball, obviously you guys are going up and down, a lot of movement.
Yeah, but it's not good on the hardwood.
No,
on the shoes you wore growing up.
Well, the shoes he wore growing up, but I'm talking about.
Yeah, they ruin your feet.
But then it just football.
We didn't know any better though.
That's true.
At the time, that was high level.
You're right.
But in football, you get a running back who has to cut left and right and run routes the way Christian McCaffrey does. It is what it is. I hear from athletes, Willie, that it's better just snap it, get the surgery, and come back better.
Oh,
but I don't know.
Nah, I mean, the surgery, because I know mine didn't rupture, so the surgery is the same, the recovery is probably the same to a degree. So either way, it's not good. So you don't want that.
Now, was yours years and years of wear and tear?
Yeah, mine was weird. Mine was, I thought it was my calf. I had it for months.
Yeah.
I just thought it was my calf. And then finally, when I got looked at, there was a significant tear, but it didn't rupture. But it was pretty much the same procedure. So
one of my buddies, Danny, again, played at Santa Clara baseball, hurt himself playing basketball a couple years later, and just recently, 10 years removed, some of the hardware inside got infected on this Achilles injury. And I know they've made huge strides on it, but I mean, this is something he's been dealing with forever. He's like, basketball's done. I'm a softball player only.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you have surgery, there's no, you know, simple surgery. There's always things that can go wrong. I mean, over years now, I've had my hip resurface and things like that. And it's a small percentage of people that don't, their bodies don't accept whatever that
material is. The hardware.
Yeah, but, you know, I put some stuff in my body over time, so.
There it is.
Like LT. At least it's a little metal, things like that. You know, it's not going to bother me.
Can't walk through a metal detector without going off. Pickleball. So, but you do out there at pickleball. And your wife, Liz, is excellent at pickleball. Well, I know she loves it.
My wife, Liz, plays probably twice a day. And just to how much she's into it, Rick Barry called her a fanatic.
What?
So if Rick Barry's calling you a fanatic, you got problems. But it's a great sport. It is. Yep. It's a great sport. It's a lot of fun. You can pick it up pretty much on day one.
Yeah.
And I have fun with it. I haven't played, obviously, because of my Achilles, but I'm training, get ready for All-Star Weekend. It's going to be a great, lot of fun. T.O.'s in there. You mentioned all the guys, Bonte, all the people that are involved.
You got Jalen Brunson, Anthony Anderson, Mario Lopez. Eric Decker, Jesse James Decker. There's so many celebrities that are going to be here for All-Star Weekend for this pickleball event. And it's the fastest growing sport in America. Yeah, everybody's invested into it, Willie.
It really is. It's an incredibly social event, a social sport. Like I said, you can pick it up and you kind of get better day by day. I enjoy it. It's fun, you know what I mean? And that weekend is going to be just part of All-Star Weekend. It's going to be great. It's obviously going to be so many celebrities and ex-players and current players. You mentioned Jalen Brunson. And they're going to have it over at the Warfield Theater.
The Warfield,
cool. Yeah. So it's going to be a pickleball event, a party. It's going to be musicians. So it's going to be a nice get-together, a nice added addition to All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, if tickets start at $49. $49. Buy tickets now at CelebrityPickleballBash.com. CelebrityPickleballBash.com. $49 Saturday, February 15th and 16th. Willie, and you're an athlete. You're a Hall of Famer, of course. Did your thing on the basketball court. How'd you get into pickleball?
Really, for my wife. you know, something she started playing. And I try and do some physical activity without getting injured these days. So I'm more swimming and golfing. That's low impact. And
that's not ramping up.
But not at all. But like I said, my wife played. She got me into it. It's something we play with our kids, which is nice. We get together. You know, only one of my boys plays golf, and we get out and play pickleball in the summer together. So it's a nice enough competition where you get a little, you know, a little, get the adrenaline going and get the competitive spirit going. And then it's social. You can hang out and, you know, have a good time together. So I love it.
Psycho T, Tyler Hansbrough, is obsessed with it. Yeah. Have you seen that?
I've seen clips of him. Some of these guys are incredible players. My son Chrissy was just telling me there's a player back. He just tried to contact this kid back in Baltimore, ex-college receiver, like a 6'4", long, lanky athlete, and he said he's doing incredible, crazy stuff on the pickleball.
T.O.'s part of this, Terrell Owens.
I was with T.O. a few weeks ago out at Round Hill. We did like a little promotional video. Dude, he's serious about everything. We know that. he trains still like he's going to play tomorrow, which he might.
He told us he's going to play. He can play 25 snaps right now, Bully.
Are you questioning him?
No, absolutely not. See how,
I mean, he's an incredibly dedicated athlete still to this day, running routes on a daily basis. But you could see the his competitive fire came out right away. We're just kind of hitting balls. I'm still rehabbing my Achilles. Yeah, so you know, dude, like, I'm not running around. He's just firing balls at me. Like, he wants a piece of me, like, right away. I played a NBA celebrity basketball game with him, and he goes hard.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He played recently at the softball game Reggie Jackson had over in Oakland.
Yeah, we've heard some things.
Going for the W.
Going for the win. Yeah. Going for the win in more ways than one. He was at a celebrity game at Reardon High School the year they had Super Bowl 50 here.
Oh, okay.
And he was playing in a celebrity game. He played the first half, and he took, like, every shot. He was trying to dunk on people. And, like, he got mad at calls. It was berating referees. Like, he's about that life.
No, but he puts the time in, dude. He's serious, dedicated. And by the way, when he's playing those games, in the back of his mind, he's thinking there's an NBA scout watching. I might get a call. I'm looking for that 10-day contract.
Mully, it's not lost on me. I got to get into basketball here because when you go back to Boston, we get the feels because we went down there. Remember, we were all out there. Your boy Brad Gilbert, I still remember. And it's a special place, right? And if you grew up watching the NBA, Lakers, Celtics, is like, for people our age, I know you're a little older, like, it means a lot. And so for Curry to come back that game at his age to be doing what he's doing on the summer that he just had with the Olympic team, I said to him, I go, we can't talk enough about Curry. I think he's putting together. And I think if you looked at like the numbers and going through the data, Stockton, Reggie, Nash, guys after 35, still being good and effective. We've never seen anyone like this guy at this age, at that position.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And to still carry it the way he is. And I don't think we talk enough, just as a whole media, nationally, locally, about how great this guy is.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Sustained excellence over time is the greatest measure of someone's impact. Steph, you know, not talking about position, but Steph, LeBron, and KD now, they're all playing at such an incredible high level at this advanced age and you know, 15, 16, 17 years in the league, LeBron 20. So that to me is the evolution of the off-court dedication, availability of access to facilities and things like that. Rick Barry would tell you that, yep. You know, because you look at generations. Rick was taking exclusively commercial flights, maybe trains. Mm. So the evolution is what's great about the sport. You learn from the decade before you and you make it better. You know, you look at the way Kobe emulated Michael. Everyone thought, what are you, crazy? But he did an incredible job of being just like Michael and as close as you can get, right? LeBron took all these different guys. And a lot of these guys are historians of the league. LeBron is very in tune to the history of the league, great players, great teams, stats. He's a savant. But he also, with that information, makes himself better. Steph and Clay, they grew up in the league. They know about their dad's generations and watched. And they take that information and make it better. So that's the evolution of the game. So these guys that are playing at such a high level late into their careers, that's what a new career is going to be. That's what the new career is defined by 15, 20 years. Where it used to be, if you played 6 or 8 years, that was amazing. Right. That's changed for the better because they're using all that information. And look, the facilities and planes, look, it's all great. You still have to put the time in.
Yeah.
You can't, that's not something you could take your phone and hit send. You still got to be dedicated on and off the court with nutrition, talk about rest and recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the example those guys set. You know, so Steph, you know, when it's all said and done, he's going to go down as one of the greatest, no question. And to me, and Bonte and I, we sit around and talk about it all the time, his on-court excellence has been incredible. But the way he's done it, like we talked a lot this, at the beginning of the season here, not who the Warriors are playing, how they're playing.
Yep. Mm,
and that's what also sets a guy apart.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of guys with great stats, and you can go over the years when it's all said and done, similar field goal percentages, similar points, but not many, a very select few, have handled themselves with grace, class, and humility like Steph Curry every single day.
Yeah,
and that's, you talk about roster turnover, coaching turnover, GM turnover, all those things. It never once did Steph Curry waver in his approach both on and off the court. That to me is amazing.
We were discussing this yesterday, that Steph, his off-court work, how he looks stronger this year. The last 3 years, he's done a great job with his body. But just being one of the best leaders we've ever seen in sports, the Tom Brady's, we think of Tim Duncan and Pop, and we think of all these great leaders back in the day. Michael Jordan led in his own way, Larry Bird, Magic, Derek Jeter. But Curry's going to go down as one of the greatest leaders because of his selflessness, as you just mentioned, Willie, and his off-the-court work. He never stops working with Brandon Payne and his conditioning. He's going to be 37 in March and be one of the most well-conditioned athletes in all the sports.
Yeah, I put him up there with all those guys you mentioned, Bonte. Probably most recently and maybe more with Tim Duncan, just because of the connection with Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich. Mm-hmm. The dynasty, they have very similar runs, that longevity of their run, of the dynastic run. But all those things you mentioned, and not one's more important than the other, they all go together. The dedication to off-season training. So when you show up day one of training camp, the guys might not see you for 3 months. You're like, whoa, this guy. You can tell the difference
right.
if a guy's putting the time in.
Yeah.
So day one of training camp, wow, one of the greatest players in the league. He's in the best shape in the gym. He's the first in the gym. We talked about the other day at the Celtic game where he threw that long pass. It got intercepted. Steve Kerr calls a timeout, gets on him. That's leadership to me.
Yep.
Because that's what Steph grew up. His college coach, Bob McKillop.
Yep.
He was coaching high school in New York when I was in high school. He coached Bill Wennington in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He's a disciplinarian. He's a fundamental guy. That's what Steph grew up with. That's what Steph wants. But if Steph wants that and accepts it, that permeates through the entire, all those bench players are watching.
100%. Yep.
So now they're, oh, wow, I'm not making that pass.
Yep.
And in that particular play, we always talked about last year, Bonte, when they struggle, it's turnovers and blowbys.
Mm-hmm.
Two things they fixed this year with their roster. But the one thing that's been really impressive to me, they've been able to make in-game adjustments with their turnovers. The other night, they had like 8 in the first quarter.
Yep.
Less, those 2 years they struggled, that 8 would automatically be a 22-game turnover.
Mm-hmm.
It wound up being 12. Maybe that little timeout there get your attention, get refocused. Now it's only a 12 turnover game. But Steph accepting that, that's a whole other level of leadership. And then all the, I think just being a humble guy.
Well,
I being part of the team, not having separate space.
Right.
And though that all those things you put together and you do it every day. It's not for show.
Yeah.
You know, it's not on the camera. This is how he functions. And that's why this team is has been an incredible dynasty. Talk about roster turnover. Think of all the guys that have come through here. And he's adjusted, adapted, you know, take a few less shots. Whatever he had to do, quietly, professionally, that is why he's going to go down as one of the greatest champions, the greatest shooter, and one of the greatest leaders of all time.
No doubt. We got Chris Mullin in studio here on the Morning Roast, chilling with us until 10 o'clock here. He's here to calm you down too, Shasky. If you're hearing you talk that talk,
Shasky. It's a little tip. Okay, I know Mike Tirico visited you guys a few weeks ago. He's from Bayside, Queens, little, you know, just down the road from St. John's.
Hey, good Italian.
Every once in a while, take a deep breath.
Hey, jelly isn't the same without peanut butter, and vice versa.
I had that yesterday.
Yeah, see?
Before my golf game.
Good protein.
Yeah. Before my protein. Tea off.
I like that multigrain. Seeded.
Peanut butter and jelly on a toasted English muffin.
Oh, that's next level right there.
That's next level. Also got to get them steps in.
That's Mully in studio with Shasky and Bonte Hill, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll take some phone calls as well. 888-957-9570. A lot of roasters want to get some questions in. Fezzy Fell might make an appearance too. He wants to get in on the action. He's a little jealous right now.
He wants to get in on the action.
I gotta bring the rod. This would be a good starting five. We get Mully spotting up the shooting, not just grab you guys water and Fezzy dunking.
It'll be like that Altuve Aaron Judge photo. Yeah.
Hey, it'll also be blow by city.
Yeah, blow by all day long. More coming up, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It's your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, and much, much more. Don't forget about your batteries as well. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.